Welcome to the Lioness Queen podcast, where our motto is all about living residue-free, not allowing the residue from a negative event in your life hinder you from moving forward where God is leading and directing you. Your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha, founder, speaker, author, divorce coach, and licensed minister, provides motivating messages that will help encourage and empower women to live their best life beyond their past and recognize the worth of their crown. Now let's jump into your weekly dose of letting go of the past and living totally residue-free. Here's your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my Lioness Queens. Today is October the 12th, the second Thursday in the month of October. We're in a new month, y'all. Happy October. Happy Thursday. Happy fall. I can't believe we are in the last quarter of 2023. We're almost ready for holiday season. And I don't know about you, but I love the holidays. And this time of the year makes me just think about and reflect on how blessed I am. And, you know, I hope it also helps you to reflect on being thankful. I really wish that we could be thankful for every day. And I truly believe we are. But I don't know, it's something in the air in this season. Maybe it's the fall. Maybe it's the leaves. Maybe it's the brisk air, right? But, you know, I pray that we shift to always have a heart of gratitude. Amen. Again, thank you so much for all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. I cannot thank you enough. And I am so excited to share that I have great news for my followers. And so I wanted to announce that on December the 9th of 2023, I will be launching my first book. Yes, that is right. I will be launching my first book, and it is called Resuscitate the Heart, a 12-week workbook to heal the trauma within. I am so, so excited. So mark your calendars, December the 9th. I haven't pretty much decided on the time yet, but mark your calendars. More information will be forthcoming. I have to say, you know, it took me forever to get the nerve to do it. Especially, I would say, since there was so much going on in my life this year with my husband's health and his cancer coming back, but God carried me through. And I believe the enemy, you know, did not want this book to come out. He didn't want it to manifest. He tried every distraction. He threw everything at me, even with my husband, cancer, you know, with his cancer coming back. But I truly believe he knows something. He knows that lives will be changed. People will be healed and set free. Amen. And so if you want to find out any more new information happening with our ministry, please visit us at www.iamthelionessqueen.com. Well, all right, we are in a new month. And this month we are talking about launching out into the deep. And so this episode is called Launching Out into the Deep. We'll be right back. Well, before we get started, you know how we love doing it on this podcast. We love starting out with a quote or a poem to get our episode started. We love supporting other poets' creativity, and we are so honored to do so. So today I found a very, very short quote by Bear Grylls. And the quote says, "Being brave isn't the absence of fear. Being brave is having that fear, but finding a way through it." Let me read that again, because it was a tongue twister, but powerful. Being brave isn't the absence of fear. Being brave is having that fear, but finding a way through it. That's right. I love this quote, because there are times when God is calling all of us to push towards our fears. He's calling all of us to launch out into the deep. And the issue for us is that we are afraid. And why are we afraid? It is all about our unbelief. We all have unbelief in various areas of our life. We all have these areas that we, you know, cannot believe outside of what we see, outside of what we hear, what we know, and even what has happened in the past. And it's hard for our logical and reasoning minds. Let me say, our logical and reasoning minds to believe more than what our senses give us ability to do. And some people say that they, you know, may not have unbelief because they've seen God work miracles in the past. But I must say this, when death knocks on your door, what do you believe? When a doctor gives you, you know, a bad report, what do you believe? When death knocks on your spouse's door, what do you believe? When death knocks on your child's door, what do you believe? Unfortunately, death has a way, you know, that is kind of challenging to believe beyond our reasoning, beyond logic, because we have to launch out into the deep to believe beyond this physical body, beyond our natural ability and what it can do and what it can handle and, or can manage. And so, you know, when I was thinking about this, you know about the story of the disciples fishing all night and, you know, they didn't catch a thing, but Jesus told them to do something and they obeyed. And it is a well-known fact that in the Sea of Galilee, fishermen caught fish at night, but they caught fish in shallow water. Not during the day, sunny day, right? And not in deep water. They caught fish at night in shallow water. And, you know, Peter could obey Jesus and launch out, or he could follow his own senses and decline. But Peter didn't know it, but his choice in the moment, hear me today, his choice in the moment would be a pivotal point for the rest of his life. Think about that. Think about if Peter never obeyed, right? He wouldn't have experienced the miracle. You know, his decision revealed that a single act of obedience to Christ's command can change a destiny, can change your purpose. Peter made an intentional decision to obey at the time the word was given. Hear that? At the time the word was given. Now the question is, do you obey at the time the word is given? You know, and so I have to say, you and I likewise have the opportunity to experience the miraculous power of God. We serve the same Jesus who spoke to Peter 2,000 years ago. That same Jesus hasn't changed. We have access to who he is, to his written word, to his rhema word, and we have the promises of his faithfulness back to us. And so why then do we experience a lack of fruit in ministry? Why could we echo, you know, why could we echo Peter's comment and say, Master, we toiled all night. We tried all night. We've done this, we've done that, and we've caught nothing. But the problem for us, I believe, is that we fail to believe that we have everything we need. We fail to believe that, but we have the boat, we have the net. Like they did, all we have to do, like Peter, is respond in faith. We cannot let our unbelief stop us in what God is telling us to do. And so many people sit on the side of the water trying to catch fish in shallow waters when God is telling us to come out of what we know and what we're used to and believe in his command to you in this season of your life. Sometimes the tide changes. Sometimes the flow of the river goes a different direction and you have to go with the flow. And so before anything great will be accomplished for Christ, we must make a decision to launch out at his command in that moment, just like Peter did. And so our response to the Lord is crucial in the moment. It's crucial, period, but it is crucial when he speaks. Right. And so we must be aware that God just, You know, he just doesn't say things, right? Just because, right? He says things because he is a man of his word. He is a man that cannot lie. And there is always a purpose behind everything that he tells us. And he speaks his word, and it's our response that dictates how the word will go forth. Or, you know, will the word be delayed? Or there's another option. It may never come to pass. And so remember the nobleman who, you know, think about this, about the nobleman who wanted his son healed. He wanted to stay in the shallow water because, you know, he wanted, you know, what he knew Jesus could do, right? It was based on his own knowledge, right? Because it was something that he heard was done before, right? But God wants us to go. He wants us to go, you know, outside of those preconceived ideas that we have in our heads and launch out into the deep and opening our mindset, opening our hearts to believe that God can do anything for us. And so launching out to the deep is all about letting go and moving into the place where God is trying to move you into. Sometimes we are too stuck. And earlier I spoke about, I talked about death a little bit. And many of us struggle to believe because of what man says, because of what the doctors say, or what the blood work shows, or what the scans are showing, and what, you know. But God wants us to throw all that out the window, because the way of seeing is only in shallow water. God wants you to see on the deep end. And so if God gave you a word that you or your family member shall live and not die, he wants you to launch out into the deep and believe him at his word. And so I have to say, I chased that rabbit for myself, because I know what the doctors have said to my husband. I know what the doctors have said to me about my husband. But God gave us a word that he shall live and not die. And that means we got to launch out into the deep and believe in what God promised us, and believe in the promises of God, that they are yea and amen, and believe that his body is healed from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. And so the question is, how do we launch out into the deep? How do we do that? And so before we get into that, we're going to take a quick break and hear from our sponsor, and we will come back and discuss how God wants us to launch out into the deep and receive the promises of God. Amen. Amen. We'll be right back.
Do you love music and always wanted to learn how to play an instrument or sing? Check out Waldorf Music Academy, which is Southern Maryland's best music school, teaching students from ages 4 to adult. Whatever instrument you or your child wish to play, odds are they teach it. Piano, electric and acoustic guitar, drums, bass and voice, and host of others. For more information, visit www.waldorfmusicacademy.com.
Welcome back. So we were about to talk about, how do we launch out into the deep? How do we respond like Peter did in that moment? And I have to say, you know, great things will only happen as we launch forward in our service to Christ. You know, like Peter's disappointing night of fishing and his attempts to serve the Lord. You know, you have to believe that sometimes we don't know everything. We don't know everything. And we have to rely on him. We have to rely on his guidance. And as we obey Christ's commands, we will experience the miracles, signs, and wonders that are possible only by the hand and move of God. So number one, we got to get out of the shallow water. See, the shallow water is our where we're comfortable. And perhaps our greatest obstacle in seeing the miraculous power of God is our unbelief. And our unbelief is staying in the shallow water because we are staying in a space that we know. You know, we generally do what we know, right? And most of us do not want to leave that comfort zone. We don't want to leave the box that we know, that we feel safe, that we know 1, 2, 3, right? We know A, B, C, but we don't know X, Y, and Z. We don't know 10, 11, and 12. Those numbers and alphabets, we don't know. This is what I know here. This is where I want to stay. But God is calling us to launch out into the deep. And so in today's, I would say, culture, we are willing to dabble in service for the Lord. We may even weigh it out a little bit, right, than the Christian next to us, but we insist on staying near the shore. And it is one thing to receive Jesus as our Savior, but it's another thing to wholeheartedly follow him as a disciple. You know, following Christ requires you to deny yourself, deny your wants, your desires, and to follow his ways. His ways are not our ways. And it takes you doing things you have never done before, right, to launch out into the deep. Coming outside of your comfort zone or getting outside the shallow water requires a stretching, right? God is always, he's always stretching us. And that is a spiritual conditioning of things that we may have to go through, things that we may have to try and figure out. But it's not us doing it. It is him doing it through us. And so going beyond the shallow water is not a standard practice. It requires work, right? Launching out to the deep requires you going into a territory you've never been before. You have to work at doing something you don't normally do. You have to work at something you've never done. You have to work at doing something totally opposite of the familiar. And so, you know, my question is, are you doing work to come out of the shallow water? Or are you doing work to stay in the shallow water? That's a question you got to ask yourself. It means taking up that anchor. It means allowing the wind to take you. It means opening up the sail and allow the wind to take you in another direction, right? Take you in another direction and leave the shallow waters behind. Allow yourself to drift in the wind and the waves into the deep. See, moving into the deep water requires a full commitment. You have to make an intentional decision, right? Not being the captain of your own ship, but fully surrendering to the direction and guidance of Jesus, who is your captain. You know, sometimes you got to think about this, staying in the shallow, murky water. We get stuck. We're stuck in the familiar. We're stuck in being comfortable. But it doesn't allow stretching. It doesn't allow spiritual growth. And to be more like Christ, to have a mind of Christ, we have to be stretched. When we get stuck, we forget the purpose of ministry to be everything that God has destined for us to be. Number two, we got to cross the threshold of humility. You know, when Christ saw a need, he responded. He was willing not only to condescend to come to earth, but also to interact, right? He interacted with sinful and flawed humanity. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, right? So Peter's boat wasn't freshly scored. It was slimy and smelly. And Peter himself had been working and right with this filthy fishing equipment all night. But Jesus cared about the people more than he cared about being comfortable. Sometimes God pushes us so that we are not comfortable, right? Jesus's ministry did not target a certain class, like the upper class, those who would cause him the least discomfort. No, Jesus reached out to the needy. God in the flesh now entered the environment of a common fisherman. No real ministry will take place in your life until we too cross that threshold of humility. We have to be humble. We have to obey the instructions of Philippians 2:3. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. The greatest opportunity for ministry often are humans speaking the most distasteful. Serving inner cities, seeking out wounded souls, and ministering to shattered lives isn't always easy, nor is it comfortable. But guess what? It is fruitful. It is not about us being comfortable, because we must humble ourselves to be our brothers and sisters' keeper. There is a charge to go back and strengthen the brethren. You know, Luke 22, 31 through 32 says, "But I prayed for you that your faith won't fail, and when you are converted, strengthen the brethren." And so we can't be so beyond where we were, right? From the muck and the mire, right? That we forget all that God has done for us. And unfortunately, so many Christians, you know, and I have to say, including myself, you know, we like the familiar. We like, you know, these are the people we know. We don't need new people in our circle, right? But launching out into the deep requires you going for some fish, right? So some fish that have been discarded. Going after some fish that have been thrown back, going after some fish that have never been caught. God is calling you to launch out into places and people who need your gift, people who need your love, people who need your hugs and your abilities and talents, your experience, your faith to help pull them up, right? Into this new way of thinking, new way of walking, new way of believing, a new way of being. We got to be humble and help our brothers and sisters to believe that there is more to come, that their best days are ahead, to believe in what God can do for them. Last one, number three, we got to set aside this human brain. You know, initially Peter responded to Jesus' command like you and I would have done with logic. Master, we've been out here, we toiled all night and have taken nothing. Your own experiences and logical reasoning can block where God is leading and directing you. Sometimes we think we know it all, but we don't. Peter was a skilled fisherman. This wasn't a new skill. This was his gifting, right? This was his specialty. And I can imagine you think about the thoughts behind what he said. Jesus, really? We say that. Jesus, really? I know you're a great carpenter, and you must, I know you're a marvelous preacher, but how about we leave the fishing decisions to us, right? This is my specialty. I've been out here all night. I know what I'm supposed to do. He knew his work. He knew his craft. He was a master fisherman, right? What Jesus had just asked Peter to do was contrary to all Peter's training and experience. And even so, Peter made a watershed decision. Nevertheless, just me saying those words. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down thy net. There is a pattern I see repeated throughout the scripture. God often doesn't intervene until the task is humanely impossible. God loves impossible situations because he is a God. Where Luke 1:37 says, nothing will be impossible with God. And so, this was good. Where did the time go? Where did the time go? But we have to think about this phrase. This phrase, at thy word, I will. Get out of the shallow water, right? We got to be humble. We have to relinquish our human logic and reasoning, and God will require us. He's requiring us to launch out into the deep. You don't know what God has for you until you launch out into the deep. You don't know where God is leading and directing you until you come out of the shallow water, until you realize that he doesn't want you comfortable anymore, and he's stretching you until you realize that me launching out, it's more than me. Because there's some people coming behind me I'm supposed to help. I'm supposed to minister life to. There are people assigned to me. And lastly, I got to believe beyond my five senses. We talked about that before. God wants you to believe through your spirit man. He wants you to connect your spirit man to his spirit man to believe that all things are possible. Amen. Amen. I definitely could not have made it without all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. Remember to subscribe and share a review. I would absolutely love to hear from you. Until next time, let's all live residue free in 2023 and walk in everything God has destined for you to be. Amen and amen.